contracts. And the executive director is going to report to us on certain issues that have arisen.
Thank you, Dr. Aaron. So I do need a full board vote on a vendor contract. The proposed contract is with Benaissance, and it would be a direct contract with Benaissance by us, not through our IT vendor, which was one of our original ways we were going to try to contract. We figured out that if we do a direct contract with Benaissance, we would actually save a significant amount of money doing it that way, as opposed to going through the IT Prime contract. So the contract is for Benaissance to provide customer service assistance to employers and individuals and brokers who are calling about billing issues. So if there are any type of problems with an employer's bill or receiving payment for the insurance coverage, Benaissance would handle all of that for us. The proposed amount would be for the base year, that is from October 1, 2013 through September 30th of 2014, it would be $836,437 is the outer limit. If we exercise option years, the first option year starting October 1, 2014, and that would run through September 30th, 2015, would be $916,574. And just as a way of comparison, if we had gone through Infosys, which is the prime IT vendor, the contract price for the first year would be almost $400,000 more expensive than going direct. So I do need a full vote of the board. I need your approval to enter into this contract with Benaissance. And as I mentioned, the first year would be $836,000. And the option year, if we exercise that, would be $916,000.
Well, I think we need a motion to approve, and then we can and a second, and then we can have discussion and questions if board members have them.
Sure.
Do I hear
this is Kevin. Motion to approve.
Second.
Second. Mohammed. Okay. The motion has been made and seconded. Are there questions or comments that any member of the board would like to make?
So can you remind me, was this one in which Healthcare Finance also has some shared funding in this, and are they on board, or is this the one that's entirely ours?
Yeah, this is the one that's entirely ours. It involves any potential issues with premiums that may arise, premiums for commercial coverage. This is not Medicaid-related issues.
Are there other questions that members have? Issues that they would like to raise? Hearing none, we need to take a roll call vote. And I will proceed alphabetically. Dr. Doctor?
Yes.
Kate Sullivan Hare?
Yes.
Dr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Kevin Lucia?
Yes.
Tommy Fitz was not previously on the call. Has he arrived? No, Diane Lewis is not here, and Henry Aaron votes yes. Are there other issues, Nilo, that Kaufman, that you would like to raise for discussion or information at this time?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Aaron. I just wanted to raise two expenditures to make sure that you're fully aware of these expenditures. One relates to translation services that we had to procure very quickly. This is being cost allocated with Medicaid, and it involves translation services for both Spanish and Amharic. The original plan was to use DHS vendors to provide translation services for notices, essentially. These are notices that would be generated by our IT system to fully comply with all of the notice requirements under the ACA. And initially, we were going to use DHS vendors. That did not work out for a number of reasons, including translations, especially Amharic translations that came back with many inaccuracies. And DHS staff identified the inaccuracies and raised it to the larger team's attention. So we had to procure a new vendor on a very fast track, mostly because the IT build involves having translated notices to do the correct programming, so the system can generate these notices down the line. So we did find another vendor to both do the Spanish translation and the Amharic translations fairly quickly. The initial purchase order for 67% of the estimated cost of $110,000 was issued, and then additional purchase order was issued on top of that for $70,000. So the total expenditure for the Spanish translation service for notices is close to $120,000 for our share. For the Amharic translation services, the purchase order is estimated to be $80,000. It is still in process to be issued, but I just wanted to make sure that the board was aware of these emergency expenditures. The other emergency expenditure we had, I want you to be aware of, it deals with printing service for the notices. This is to print notices as well as to mail the notices, and these are ACA requirements. There are certain notices that are required to be provided at certain when certain triggering events occur. So the initial plan with the printing service was to have DHS do the printing for us in-house. DHS staff determined that because of the volume required and the type of printing, that it could not be done, unfortunately, in-house by DHS. So we then went into high gear trying to find a vendor to do the printing for us on a very fast track. We were hoping to contract with an existing DHS vendor that does DHS printing, but unfortunately that did not work for many reasons, including the kind of time frame that we are under and because of some of the technical requirements that our system has. So we did identify another vendor, and the estimated cost for that vendor, and the name of the vendor is Allison Payment Systems, ALC. The estimated cost for the first year with that vendor is $590,000. So that was the second emergency expenditure we had to put in place on the fast track. And again, all of these translation services and printing expenditures relate to our IT build and how quickly and the timing all involves what the IT folks need in order to code and to program the system appropriately. So I'd be happy to take any questions. I'm not asking for a full vote on these. I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of these two emergency expenditures. And if you had any questions or concerns, that we would discuss those.
Are there any questions? I have one, which is, you mentioned two languages. There are, I presume, other translations occurring. Are those problem-free?
So the first two languages we have to absolutely have in the system are Spanish and Amharic. Because of our population mix, we do plan to add additional languages, notices in additional languages. They're just on the longer time track. And so once we get those and review those, I'll be able to report to you to see if they're problem-free. But we know that the initial translations for Amharic and Spanish were not problem-free, and that's why we had to take a different course with these.
Thanks very much. Are there questions from anybody else?
I guess maybe I missed it. Are we also dealing with printing services for Amharic since they use a different alphabet?
Good question.
I will have to take another look at the printing contract. I believe that they will be printing notices as we require them in multiple languages, and I'll double check on that.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, particularly if you move into different languages,
you
know, a lot of the Asian languages.
Okay, I got you. Okay. And actually, I have my team here, and so what happens is our system prints the notices, generates them, and then the printing service mass produces them and mails them to the right addresses.
I assume the answer to your question right now has to be yes, it is in a different alphabet, but I take it Mila will get back to us to confirm that.
Right, so our...
What you're saying, maybe it's sort of a duplication service. So, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's
yes.
Our Chinese or Spanish or English. Basically, all they're going to do is sort of, essentially speaking, Xerox it. They'll probably not actually Xerox.
Yes.
And distribute it.
Yes, exactly. So our system will generate it in the appropriate language, and all they have to do is mass reproduce it and send it out.
But just so I understand, this is Kevin. The website will only be in two or three languages. You're talking about the material that will go out, right?
So I was giving an update on vendor services we had to procure on an emergency basis, and one of them is the printing vendor, and they'll mass reproduce, mass Xerox, and send out required notices that our system generates.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And then the other emergency expenditure deals with translation services. So we had to get vendors to translate our English version notices into Spanish and into Amharic. Those are the first two translations, right? And then down the line, there are other languages that we will be adding, but we have not done that yet.
Got it. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Well, I think unless Mila Kaufman, you have other items for us to discuss, that concludes our business.
I did have one thing to say. This is Kevin again. I looked at the website this morning, and I think it looks great. And I really wanted to congratulate you and your staff for getting it posted and up there.
Oh, terrific.
This is just part of a whole litany of things for which we owe you thanks and should give congratulations. So keep it up.
Thank you very much. I think you need a motion.
I was going to say, if there are no other issues, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Again, we are adjourned. Thank you all very much. and I hope Diane will be back from jury duty for the next meeting. I thought she will be. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How do you turn off this?
We're not even sure it ever turned on, so...